This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there. And you can talk about anything that's on your mind. We've been talking somewhat techie here tonight, talking about net neutrality, which it's interesting, Johnson, you brought this in the story about...
That's probably why it came up on, Reddit or something like that.
So you saw a story from 2014 by a guy in Forbes, Forbes magazine, writing why he opposed net neutrality when it seemed like everybody in the tech sphere was in favor of it. And he cites some really solid reasons why, government is a monopoly. You can't trust them to do the right thing, to, make a level playing field, because they're doing the bidding of the telecommunications companies that are also awful because they don't have any real competition thanks to the government. So you've got this corporatocracy thing, this oligopoly where these corporations are working in tandem with the government to, to better their own interests. And he really did a great job of, I think, summing up why net neutrality is a bad thing. It's not a bad idea to treat all packets equally, but if we had a free marketplace in communications technology, then we wouldn't need any kind of regulation. And I'm not saying we do need net neutrality, because it's just adding more problems, more complications, more regulations into the mix. But that's the excuse that some libertarians have used to support it, was, since we have government regulations of telecommunications and there are only certain numbers of providers, then that's why we need net neutrality, to make sure that the limited number of providers that we have are playing fair. That was the argument that some people had made who call themselves libertarians on this. And it's like, no, the principled position is that the government shouldn't be involved at all, and you don't get to the point of having no government involvement by adding more layers of government on. That just doesn't work. Now, I didn't know if there was more to your story.
There's a little bit more, yeah. So he says, the three tenets here of what he wants is he wants more competition, he wants more privacy, and wants more freedom. So we were on the more freedom aspect of this. So just to recap, and he's basically saying, how can you want a government, if you want more freedom, how can you want the government to handle this? Because, this is the same government. To recap a little bit here, he says that not that long ago, FDR was locking up U.S. citizens of Japanese ancestry in concentration camps, and Woodrow Wilson was outlawing political dissent. And more recently, we've seen the U.S. government fight unjust wars, topple elected democracies, and otherwise interfere in world affairs. We've seen the same government...
Not to mention lock up whistleblowers.
Yeah. We've seen the same government execute its own citizens in violation of Fifth Amendment rights guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution. Simply put, I don't trust the U.S. government, nor do I trust any other government, even if my team... he puts it in quotes, wins the election. I see any increase in regulation, however well-intentioned, however beneficial to me today, as leading to less freedom for me and society in the long term. So for this reason, those who rose up against SOPA and PIPA a few years ago should be equally opposed to net neutrality.
You would think, but they weren't.
And he says, what instead? Internet bandwidth is, at least currently, a finite resource and has to be allocated somehow. We can let politicians decide, or we can let you and me decide by leaving it up to the free market. If we choose politicians, we will see the internet become another mismanaged public monopoly, subject to political whims and increased scrutiny from our friends at the NSA.
And it'll slow down,
too. Oh, yeah. It'll be horrible. If we leave it up to the free market, we will, in time, receive more of what we want at a lower price. It may not be perfect process, but it will be better than the alternative.
Right.
Free markets deal exceptionally well in the process of creative destruction. Economist Joseph Schumpeter Twitter, championed as the mode by which society raises its standard of living. Although any progress is not without its impediments, and free markets aren't an instant panacea, even U2's Bono embraced the fact that entrepreneurial capitalism does more to eradicate poverty than foreign aid, especially in the area of technology. Government regulation has little, if any, place. Governments cannot move fast enough to effectively regulate technology companies because by the time they move, the technology has changed and the debate is irrelevant. Does anyone remember the antitrust case against Microsoft because of the Internet Explorer browser? The worst services provided by the large telecoms are, the more incentive there will be for entrepreneurs to create new technologies.
Right, if they're free to do so.
They say 5 years from now, a satellite technology may emerge that makes fiber obsolete, and we'll all be getting wireless terabit downloads from space directly to our smartphones anywhere in the world for $5 a month. Unrealistic? Just think what someone would have said in 1994 if you had tried to explain to them everything you can do today on an iPhone and at what price.
Yeah, great point.
And he says, update on February 6, 2015, so I guess around a year later. Today, it was revealed by the FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai that the proposed net neutrality plan the FCC is considering is 332 pages long. It will not be released to the public until after the FCC has voted. Pai claims that this regulation will give the FCC the power to micromanage virtually every aspect of how the Internet works. What's interesting, though, is Ajit Pai is actually...
He's now the chairman.
He's now the chairman. And what's interesting, though, is Ajit Pai has also come out and been supposedly strongly anti-net neutrality.
So, correct, which leads us to what's happening now. I was just curious, like, all right, well, what is the latest on net neutrality? Because like, we knew that when Trump took over and Ajit Pai was nominated as the head of the FCC, that things could possibly change. And that was the supposed, you know, that was the pitch, was that Ajit Pai is going to get in there and he's going to clean house in the FCC. And to his credit, you know, again, how far they're going to go with this, I don't know. Maybe it's just political posturing. So I'm not, you know, a Kool-Aid drinker on this or anything like that, but I've been reading the industry trades in the radio business. And it is interesting watching kind of what's happening. They're actually asking the people in the radio business for suggestions on what things to get rid of as far as regulations are concerned. So they actually are, it seems, at least on its face, interested in trying to slim down. They're not going to abolish the FCC, which we would love to see that happen, but that's not going to happen. But they do seem interested in kind of coming in there and pulling out some of the weeds, if you will, from the regulatory structure. And if they do that, then that's only a good thing for, at least for the radio. That's, again, for the radio side of things. But one of the big scary things for some of these net neutrality supporters is that they've talked about going in there and getting rid of net neutrality. So that leads us to what the latest headlines are here today in mysanantonio.com.
I would just like to say real quick that if there are anybody from the FCC listening, you know, I know there's, you know, sometimes they're scanning the radio stations, that I would definitely like for them to go FCC themselves.
The FCC actually doesn't scan radio stations anymore unless they don't have listening posts anymore. They did, I think, at some point in the past, but they have to take a complaint, then they will go to the area of complaining, and then they will listen to the pirate station or whatever the issue is. And they've actually, during the Obama administration, they actually cut down the number of satellite offices for the FCC. So, interestingly, they did slice down the size of the FCC's enforcement wing, and now supposedly you're going to do even more consolidation. So I think that's good news. Fewer FCC offices means fewer agents in fewer areas able to enforce things like pirate radio. So, organizers of an online protest aimed at derailing a Republican plan to roll back net neutrality rules are hoping the magic number is 70,000. That's the number of sites and organizations, including Amazon, Google, Facebook, and even Twitter, have pledged to participate. So these are organizations supporting net neutrality. Today, the big commercial sites will join scores of online activists and businesses in telling users about the change planned in Washington, asking visitors to contact Congress and the FCC, where Republican Chairman Ajit Pai, a Trump appointee, commands a majority and is moving toward gutting the rule against interfering with web traffic. The protest comes as Democratic lawmakers bring renewed focus on the issue. Senators Ben Wyden and Brian Schatz of Oregon and Hawaii Monday asked the FCC to ensure its computer system is prepared to withstand the expected surge of comments. both senators support the embattled rule. Already, the FCC has received 5.6 million comments on the issue ahead of a July 17th deadline for remarks. In May, televised commentary from comedian John Oliver sparked a surge of comments to the FCC. One FCC spokesbureaucrat declined to comment on the protests. Organizers hope for an outpouring that's supposed to happen tomorrow.
That go FCC yourself line was coined. That was came from John Oliver.
There's more coming up here. We'll tell you about it. It's called Battle for the Net, and we'll give you more information on the way.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is LRN.FM. We've been talking about net neutrality. It's back in the news as there's a protest scheduled, an online protest scheduled for tomorrow. There's a group called Demand Progress. I bet you can guess what their political viewpoint is from their name, demandprogress.org.
Did you say online protest?
That's what they're saying.
So does that get in front of your webcam and hold up your protest banner?
No, it's take your major traffic website and shut it down.
I'm not sure exactly what it's going to require. What they're asking people to do right now is to contact the FCC and contact Congress. Maybe they will have what you're talking about.
There's supposed to be some major websites that are supposed to shut down.
They're going
to
shut down in protest over this. There is a good chance that they'll do that.
I remember there was one that I was like, I remember thinking, like, I'm actually going to be inconvenienced by this. I don't remember what it was, but...
Let's see here. There's a list here of notable websites. Their website, by the way, battleforthenet.com. Of course, they're positioning themselves as the group that is in favor of freedom, when, of course, the reality is freedom would be the government not getting involved in this. And so they have a lengthy list of big-name, you know, internet provider types. Just trying to look here. Okay, on July 12th, sites from across the web will display a prominent alert on their homepage that shows the world what the web will look like without net neutrality. Below are spinning wheel of death, blocked, and upgrade alert modals. Plan to use the one that fits best your site to. So yeah, you're right, Johnson. They probably won't be shutting down their sites, most of them, but they will have some sort of display up in protest.
Spotify, SoundCloud, Google, Amazon, Reddit, Discord. Adding loading screens for sure.
According to the story here at San Antonio, mysanantonio.com, organizers hope for an outpouring that can change a seemingly certain trajectory toward action by the FCC to roll back the rule that forbids broadband providers from blocking or slowing data to hinder rivals, for instance, or to favor affiliated services. Now, just to be clear, this is all based on fear. So, for instance, it says here that when you go to the Battle for the Net site, there's a pop-up that comes up that says, this is the web without net neutrality. Cable companies want to get rid of net neutrality. Without it, sites like ours could be censored, slowed down.
It's never happened ever, but...
That was the point I was going to make. Like, all of this net neutrality fear-mongering that brought it about upon us, and now they're trying to, you know, do to keep it there... has always been based on speculation.
I actually wish, and there's another, you know, co-host of the show, Chris, who
Friday night,
who is a supporter of net neutrality.
And is
I'd
he really?
To, yeah, I'd love to. I've argued with him about this over before, and I would love to. I wish he were here.
He's doing a lot of traveling right now, so
certainly.
We're gonna have him back on when he comes back into town. But he's out at the moment. Yeah, I would love to have a libertarian, you know, arguing with a libertarian over this.
Yeah.
I wonder if he comes at it from the perspective of, well, because the government's regulating things.
You know, he says the companies never, you know, act in the interest of people, you know, that there's reason for them to do this, you know, especially in the cases of these local monopolies by the telco, you know, the cable companies, that they do have this kind of a monopoly.
But there so aren't monopolies. It's, you know,
oligopoly.
They're
not complete monopolies, but they are.
There's still competition.
Right.
There's still, even in Keene, New Hampshire, a town of 23,000 people, you've got the cable company, you've got the DSL, you've got fiber, which you mentioned before, and there's a few different providers that are using the fiber line. So the government, New Hampshire, you know, it's called Fast Roads.
Right.
They actually laid this fiber across major thoroughfares throughout the state, and then there's like four different companies that have access to it to provide the service over that fiber. So there's six companies right there. You've got Wi-Fi companies that can provide access. There's also the cell phone providers, you have Verizon, U.S. Cellular, AT&T. So I mean, there's multitudes of options. Even in little old Keene, New Hampshire, where, you know, population 23,000 people, I don't buy it, the idea that all these companies are going to come together to block thinkpenguin.com, you know, or to block some website that supposedly is unpopular. It just doesn't make any sense. And you know what? Even if it were to actually happen, there's always a way around it.
And if they were going to be blocking it, I think it would be more because, you know, the government sends them some kind of, you know, threatening correspondence like, hey, this is a suspicious website or whatever or thing. You need to block it. And net neutrality or not, they're just going to do whatever the government tells them because that's what these companies do.
Sure. And the more government control you have over the Internet, the more likely it is that they'll start to use that level of control that they have to institute things like Internet restrictions. We've seen it happening in China. It's happened, if you want to say, well, it can't happen in the West. Well, it's happened in Australia. So there are, you know, places on Earth where the governments have put these restrictions down. And, you know, you let that camel get its nose under the tent and all of a sudden, you know, your tent's destroyed and, you know, there's big problems. So go ahead.
So there's an example of net neutrality, of a violation. I wanted to find out if, you know, are there existing examples of violations of net neutrality? And the existing example is that Comcast has exempted its own services from their data caps. So they've got data caps, right? So this is a thing that they put on people so that if you use a certain amount of data, they start to slow your speeds down, right? So what they do is, you know, they have, the Comcast has their own stream TV, like stream, you know,
channels
or certain, you know, on-demand video from their things. So they exempt their own service from it, which, of course, they, you know, people who are customers of Netflix are not being exempted from the data caps. So if you watch a lot of Netflix, you know, this is a violation of net neutrality because they're not treating all bits as equal in that particular case.
But what are their caps? I mean, it's got to be gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes, right? Only 20?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't agree with caps, no doubt about it. Yeah. But again, let the market compete. Let other companies say, hey, we don't have caps.
Right.
I mean, we've seen the wireless services do this where now, you know, remember back when you had to pay per minute for long distance on cell phones?
Well, I
that
remember
was a thing.
I remember when I got 500 minutes for $100 in like, you know, 2001. I was like, man, this is great because because it was like $1 a minute, you know.
Before that,
I got a cell phone in 1997.
Right. So things have been getting faster when you allow the competition to happen. Evan Greer is the spokesperson for Fight the Future, or Fight for the Future. He says, we're trying to make it easier for real people to comment and make their voices heard. Ajit Pai has made it clear he has no interest in listening to the public. He's listening to the cable companies and plans to give them what they want. Protest organizers say if Pai succeeds in weakening or eliminating the rule, broadband companies will slow web traffic, block rivals' internet content, censor unpopular viewpoints, and charge extra fees, even though they weren't really doing that before, generally. Backers of Pai's move say the net neutrality rule claims too much authority over private broadband providers, discourages investment needed to spread fast internet service to more people, and that a competitive market will ensure broadband providers treat traffic fairly. And I tend to agree with that position. The protest is not going to stop the FCC, says the founder of Tech Freedom, Brian Zucca, a policy group that supports Pai's move. He says, quote, their entire agenda is to simply jump up and down at the FCC and jump up and down on the Hill and try to obstruct a legislative deal that could see Congress resolve the years of debate over net neutrality. We'll continue here in moments with what's going on. This protest, by the way, is scheduled for tomorrow. So it's happening, you know, basically as we speak, people are getting ready for this. So we'll see, and we'll continue to update you as it develops. More on the way.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. They got all kinds of cool stuff related to Bitcoin, including the basics. So if you're brand new to Bitcoin, there's no better place to go than bitcoin.com to learn about it. If you're old school Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them all the time over at news.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger believers than, as far as in Bitcoin, than the Bitcoin.com team. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. They've got a Bitcoin forum there, as well as games you can play with your Bitcoin. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. We've been talking about net neutrality. There's a big protest that is supposedly lined up for tomorrow about this, where some companies like Netflix are apparently going to be throttling their own users over this, meaning that they're going to supposedly show you the world with no net neutrality.
Right.
Even though that's the world we've had up until, what, was it 2015?
Yeah. They're going to lie to you about the world with no net neutrality.
Yeah, was it 2015 when they put this in place?
Because
the article you were reading was from 2014 when people were still arguing about it. So it's only been like a couple of years. And by the way, you had mentioned 20 gigabytes as the cap for Comcast. According to the news we just looked up during the break, because I wanted to know what it was, apparently they had a 300 gigabyte cap, but then late in, or I guess mid-2016, it says it was April 2016, Comcast bumped up their cap from 300 gigabytes to 1 terabyte. And this was after consumer backlash, supposedly, and renewed regulatory concern from the FCC. But it's the consumer backlash that's the real, you know, mover, I think, here.
I'm going to say, and, you know, I'm going to just make us more important than we actually are, but I've definitely gotten the feeling in the past that there have been a lot of other Republican radio shows, you know, or I shouldn't say other, I should say Republican radio shows that have taken talking points from listening to things that have been said on Free Talk Live. I feel like that's happened
really?
In the past.
Well, good.
For sure.
I think it's wonderful that they're borrowing ideas.
Whoever's listening, whatever producers are listening and stealing, you know, things.
There's no stealing. It's just borrowing and sharing.
You know,
sharing the ideas.
Profiting from our work, which is fine to
do. Fine. I've always said
it's
if you want
to. Someone does.
Yeah, I've always said if you want to cut up videos from our 3-hour-long videos and put them on your own YouTube channel, I don't care. Go ahead.
But take this talking point, because I'm sure that the Republican radio shows will be screaming about the fact that these people, you know, that Netflix and Amazon Video saying that this is the world without net neutrality is a lie. It's basically a lie, is what these companies are going to be doing tomorrow. So if they say, you know, when you can't watch your show because this is what it's going to look like without net neutrality, it's like, no, you're lying. This is not true. You know, just stating that this is what the world looks like without net neutrality and slowing down your bandwidth, no, you're a liar. And that's what
it's
they're going
political.
To be doing.
They're
tomorrow.
Playing politics.
Yeah, they're playing politics. These companies are going to be playing politics, and they're going to be lying.
And it's unfortunate because there's some, you know, good websites that are listed on this site of this, what do they call themselves, battleforthenet.com. Mm-hmm. That's the protest site. And interestingly, I'm looking at the Comcast frequently asked questions about this bandwidth usage caps. Apparently, it doesn't apply in New Hampshire for whatever reason. So apparently, Comcast customers in New Hampshire, there's no caps.
Oh, interesting.
For some reason. So it only applies in certain states. Why that is,
I don't know. Ever hit a cap on, well, when I was with Time Warner, now I'm with Spectrum, I don't know if I'll hit a cap. But
yeah, I don't know if Spectrum has any. That would be worth looking into.
I mean, there are definitely times where I've used multiple terabytes of bandwidth in a month. So,
really?
Yeah.
I would say the average user probably doesn't, though, right? Yeah. So it's more than one terabyte, that's like 32 gigs per day. That's multiple downloaded DVDs if that's what you're doing, which wouldn't be particularly legal. But some people do that. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about net neutrality if you want, but you can bring up anything. Greg in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, a couple thoughts about net neutrality. I don't know why you guys are coming down on the side of the corporations.
No, we're not on the side of the corporations, because there's corporations on both sides of this. There are we're on the side of freedom, the side of government not being involved in the internet.
Well, there is no freedom because the corporations were given by George W. Bush basically a cartel. They don't compete with each other in any city. I know some executives of these corporations, and that's pretty much the policy. They kind of own the last mile in the cities, and they have, you know, lobbyists, I think 76 lobbyists in Washington, Comcast has, for example. So they're not quite the free market, but there's not going to be a free market either way in this. So
no, that's true. There's not a free market, but that's not an argument to make the marketplaces more regulated.
Right.
And that's what people have said.
That's like sort of trusting the government that has made this problem and saying,
they're
well,
solve
fix
it.
The problem by making the problem more ensconced, more ingrained, more laws to
more
fix
control.
The problem that they're currently causing by making it worse.
The government will break your legs and then give you the crutches and a free health care to heal your legs.
Well, what I'd like
and then
to see
tell
is,
you that they did you a favor.
Maybe. But I'd like to see a lot of municipal broadband, because a lot of the cities have put down already the telephone wires and everything back in the day. And it's actually much faster. In fact, New York City, where I am in, has much, much faster internet than pretty much any cable provider or Starbucks. And they're putting it up in some places. But what's funny is these cable companies are suing the cities in state courts. So you're talking about government. They're using the government to prevent cities Democratic cities from putting up their fiber because they say that that threatens their kind of monopoly. That's not what they say, but that is what.
So you can get service from the city of New York. You can get internet service from them, is what you're saying?
For free. You can go to a park and it would be much faster than the cable.
But can you get an actual modem in your home, or do you have to go and use Wi-Fi somewhere?
Not yet, because there are states, they're suing the cities. I'm not sure if New York City is being sued. But cities that try to have Google Fiber, for example, the reason Google Broadband didn't work out in many cities, they have a checklist. And many cities are prepared to welcome Google to put that down and work with the city. But they're blocked by the cable provider. So either way, both sides are using the government to prevent you getting faster service.
Okay.
I just wanted to point that out. It's not like one side is the free market and the other is not. It's just a bunch of dirty politics, essentially.
No, nobody here said it was the free market. But having more regulations is not getting us in, you know, moving in the right direction. And New York City is the least, you know, one of the least free marketplaces in all of the country. So it wouldn't surprise me if back in 1979 or 1980 or whenever it was that Comcast, whatever company they were at that time, got some sort of monopoly agreement out of the city of New York, and now they're suing on that basis. That's my speculation here, is that they were promised something, and now the city is undoing that deal, and they're taking them to court over it. So, yeah, you're right. It's a messy, ugly situation that was brought upon us by these government regulations in the first place.
Right, exactly. And,
so
you know,
more government isn't going to solve the problem. Anyway, go ahead.
It's not going to solve the problem. Anyway, I don't think we're going to get rid of government, but my whole thing is I like to decentralize government. For example, everything from the top level, I'd like to see Greece have its own currency again, you know, instead of being under the euro, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone should be able to issue their own currency. I think cities should have their own currency. I think they should be able to invest in themselves. And that's how.
Wouldn't that get a little confusing if, you know, each city had its own currency?
Well, that's what happens when you get rid of government. You're going to get a lot of decentralized initiatives. And if they want to issue their own currency, they should be able to.
I agree. They should be able to. What's stopping them?
The government. The federal government.
Why? Why would the federal government? The federal government wouldn't stop any city from issuing a, let's say, cryptocurrency or whatever if they wanted to.
Actually, in the Constitution, Congress is the only one that has the power to issue, to control sort of the currency issuance, as far as I know. It used to apply only to gold, but I'm not sure how they figure that out now. But look at the Liberty Dollar. Look at any currency that's been floated.
There's like a zillion altcoins out there, and, you know, you don't see the government prosecuting all of them. I don't know if I buy that one, Greg. Thanks for the call tonight. The Congress has the power to coin money or whatever, but as long as it's not the official money of the United States, I'm pretty sure you can make your own money.
And they just gave that power to the Fed.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. We're talking about net neutrality, which is kind of a tough issue because, as our last caller did point out, you know, there's not a real clear freedom side on this. Everybody on each side of the argument is claiming that they're on the freedom side. You know, if you go to the protest website, which is battleforthenet.com, they're the ones claiming that they are, you know, the consortium of those who support freedom to do what you want online. But on the other hand, they're advocating for government control. They're advocating for government rules called net neutrality that are currently in place. And the proposal on the table at the FCC is to remove or roll back those rules. And they're going to be protesting tomorrow in opposition of rolling back those rules, which, you know, will it benefit the cable companies? Will the, you know, cable companies do as these groups are saying that they're going to do and somehow restrict access to the Internet, restrict bandwidth and things like that?
Can I read three paragraphs from this article about that?
Yeah, what is Link NYC? So Link NYC is what our caller was talking about, apparently, the free, supposedly free Internet that the city of New York is providing that he was crowing about just a moment ago. You've been doing some digging there.
Yeah, so I found a recent thing. Well, first of all, Link NYC is ad-supported, right? So it's not free. You're the product, you know.
Okay.
Essentially, if you're using this service, you're watching the ads, and you know, who knows how obtrusive the ads are. But this is, I found this, which I find interesting. For years, the primary argument for municipal broadband has been about the need to bridge the digital divide. Government-run wireless networks, we've been told, are needed to bring the benefits of the web to the economically and socially disenfranchised, the people at whom the broadband corporate moguls scoff. But by this measure, Link NYC, New York City's multi-million-dollar municipal wireless system, championed by the far-left mayor Bill de Blasio, was succeeding remarkably. Back in January, Maya Wiley, who is spearheading de Blasio's plan to expand the affordable broadband access, cited the system as a critical part to make access available to those who can't pay for their broadband packages. Yet, last week, at the behest of city official CityBridge, the public-private partnership that is building and operating Link NYC, began shutting off web browsers on the 400-some public kiosks it has deployed throughout the city since February. The decision came after complaints from residences and businesses that homeless and other indigent people were monopolizing them,
sitting there looking
watching
at porn,
movies, listening to loud, explicit music, read rap, and downloading porn.
Yep, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I were walking in the city a couple weeks ago. I think it might have been Portland, Maine, and it was kind of late at night. And we see all these like kind of like homeless folks, and they're all got their phone chargers plugged into like this like outlet that's like in a city park in like some light post or something, and they're all hovering around it, and they're all looking at their phones. There was like five or six people had all their devices plugged in, and I'm like, oh, I go the random outlet in the city has replaced the you know, the trash can from like the 1980s, like
the,
you know,
burning trash burning, can,
you know, from the like the 1980s movies. Everybody's hovering around, you know. They're all just hanging out around this pole with a light, you know, a plug outlet on and charging their devices. Yeah.
So this is interesting. It says, according to the Times, CityBridge is now looking for Plan B. The original plan was for the consortium to fund the network and deploy more than 7,500 kiosks throughout the city's five boroughs between now and 2020 at a cost of $200 million.
My God.
In return, CityBridge guaranteed the Big Apple a $500 million share of revenues over the next 12 years. These revenues were to come from advertising that would be displayed on the very web browsers they've now scrapped.
Wow.
So how will Link NYC start looking for ways to get out of its contractual obligations, and what will that mean to the New York City taxpayer?
They're going to be on the hook. Yep. That's what it's going to mean.
Link NYC, always. Will join the list. So, again, you were shammed.
So, wait a minute. Are you saying you can't advertise effectively to people who have no money?
What?
Can you imagine using a public terminal that, you know, a bunch of homeless people have been at? I mean, oh my God, it sounds like it would be really gross.
Yeah. You know,
imagine the viruses on that server. Right. The literal viruses all over the mouse.
Literal viruses, yeah.
And by the way, you didn't mention this on the air, but you mentioned off the air, Qualcomm apparently was one of their partners.
Qualcomm and another one, there's CityBridge, there was like, besides the CityLink, there was another one.
For listeners that don't know what Qualcomm is, it is a major telecommunications corporation, international company that last year apparently had a $23.55 billion revenue. So this is a humongous corporation, so it's not like it's some sort of anti-corporate thing. They're going to benefit from this somehow.
Yeah, they're getting some of that taxpayer loot.
So
there was another company that was part of this this Link NYC. One of their partners was basically got a large part of its funding, which I found interesting. This Intersection, it's a thing called Intersection that gets its funding from Alphabet. So essentially,
which is
Google. So it's interesting that this is somehow being run by Google in part.
The Link NYC thing.
Yeah, the Link NYC, which is now a failing taxpayer burden.
Don't worry, they'll pour some more money into it, Johnson, and make it work. They just need another $500 million. Story from MySanAntonio.com. This is about the protest that's scheduled to go tomorrow. So you may be seeing this popping up on major websites like Netflix and Amazon, who have said they're going to be joining in this. Now, they're getting comments here from the other side. AT&T in a blog post Tuesday said they'll join in the day of action with TV and print advertisements. Bob Quinn, senior executive vice president, said in a post, quote, "We agree that no company should be allowed to block content or throttle the download speeds of content in a discriminatory manner. So we're joining in this effort because it's consistent with AT&T's proud history of championing our customers' right to an open Internet." Which is strange, because I thought they were supposedly one of the bad guys. Quinn said AT&T hasn't been in contact with the Day of Action organizers. They then, in turn, scoffed. Greer, who was one of the people who's behind the protest that's happening tomorrow, According to the story here, Greer said in an email, quote, "This is so ridiculous, I'm laughing out loud. AT&T and other companies like Comcast and Verizon have waged an all-out war on net neutrality protections because they want to be able to charge internet users and startups extra fees and squeeze all of us for more money for less internet," unquote. But you've got the guy from AT&T saying on the record here that they don't think they should be able to block content or throttle download speeds. And there's no real evidence that, you know, any companies besides the wireless ones have throttled download speeds
right.
at any certain level. AT&T, even the Comcast, the caps that we talked about right. earlier, the frequently asked questions.
It wasn't that they were capping it. They were doing additional caps for anything. They were just not capping their own.
Well, what they said on the fact was that if you go up to 1 terabyte, if you're in the capped markets, they're not going to throttle your speed beyond that. They're just going to start charging you per 50 gigabytes that you use beyond that.
Right.
So there would be additional fees on the account.
And they were just, what they were doing was they were exempting their own service for the, from that, and that's why
right.
they were saying that that's a violation of net neutrality.
AT&T accepted an earlier version of FCC's net neutrality rules. The company joined other broadband providers in a failed court challenge to the rules in 2015 that are at the center of the current debate. AT&T supports the chairman of the FCC's efforts to remove the strong legal authority underpinning those rules, and he said the company supports rules against blocking or slowing web traffic and expressed hope Congress can act to write rules that aren't subject to swings of party control at the FCC. Among the nearly 70,000 people, sites, and organizations that have signed on to this effort happening tomorrow are music service Spotify, Etsy, Netflix, Alphabet, Amazon, and many more. There's just a long laundry list of companies that are participating in this. Websites will be displaying prominent messages on their home pages tomorrow and encouraging users to take action. Sample messages contributed by or distributed by organizers, including warnings that, quote, "We're stuck in the slow lane," and, quote, "This site has been blocked," unquote. An online protest was credited with helping persuade Congress to abandon legislation backed by movie studios to combat online piracy. And that's referencing, was it SOPA? I think you mentioned that earlier tonight, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
PIPA was another
yep.
one of them. These are things that had similar protests where people would shut down websites or they would display a scary message. And so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this pans out. Tomorrow's the big day. Will they be able to convince the FCC? Because can the FCC just repeal net neutrality? Wasn't it just a regulation? It wasn't passed by Congress, was it? I don't recall.
I don't know.
I feel like it was just a set of regulations that the FCC put into place.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, it will be up to the FCC to continue that policy.
Yeah, it's
or
just
not.
Like it's an administrative branch thing. I don't really think it has anything to do with Congress.
So I guess we'll see. Maybe they want Congress to act if the FCC does roll back net neutrality. Maybe they want Congress to step in and force them to keep it or something like that. This is a developing situation. We will continue to keep you abreast of it. Thanks
Donald
for bringing
Trump
it.
Will prioritize Twitter over everything else.
And I guess, well, Twitter is apparently on the group that is in favor of net neutrality. So, Jay, I wish we could have talked more about Bitcoin. Maybe we'll do that another time.
Yeah, next week, maybe.
See you tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. But nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you?
I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.